This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Obama is said to be relieved not to be president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you something. He is not more relieved than we are that he's not president. Woo! You talk about happy the brother is gone. This black man could not be more happy, particularly in light of the white dude that took over. I wrote the piece. I'm going to tell you about this all the time. I killed Osama bin Laden, but I wrote a piece that said, this nation cannot survive without a white Republican president. And it's a very simple concept as to why. You can't survive without a white Republican president because you have to have somebody you can criticize. If you have a woman president, you can't criticize her. Because the feminist movement, despite all of its gains, won't allow you to criticize a woman because then it's misogynist. You got to just leave them alone, little baby. Don't touch them. Oh, they're so fragile. You can't criticize black people. You can't criticize Latinos. Oh, he's black. Leave him alone. Give him a chance. Same thing with Latinos. God forbid it's a Latino woman, right? And in the case of a white woman, a privileged white woman. What is she doing? What is Kankles going around doing, complaining about? Oh, these are white people being bossed around by their husbands. White women bossed around by their husbands. And white people that just don't get it. And white people that hate women. And people that hate women. And they didn't want to have a woman president. That's what Hillary Clinton's running around the globe talking about. Watching her stock price drop. From $500,000 a speech down to $25,000. Told you that's a sign. So Obama says, I'm relieved not to be president. Let me tell you, Barack Obama, the world is relieved that you're not president. All of our NATO allies are happy that you're not president. The Iranian resistance, the NCRI, is happy that you are no longer president. The people in South Korea are happy that you are no longer president. The people in Europe who are at risk of being invaded by Russia are happy you're not president. And I could go on. Let me tell you something. Believe it or not, leftists are happy you're no longer president because you decimated them. The truth be told, black America is happy Barack Obama is gone. They no longer have to defend him. They don't have to go, come on, man, that Republican Congress, they don't want to let him do nothing, man, that Republican this and them bad Republicans and this, that, and the other. They had more excuses for that clown, as we said, than a brother going to jail. There is no reason they needed to support him, and they no longer have to. They don't even have to front. Obama's out of it. Says he feels relieved. He's not saddled with the burden of being commander-in-chief. Think about that. A dude who served, who wanted the job and served, supposedly served the nation, and he considered it a burden. Let me ask you, do you believe in your heart of hearts that Donald Trump sees serving the community, serving the nation, serving the world as a burden, or do you believe he sees it as an honor? I think you know the answer. Donald Trump doesn't see being president as a burden. He wanted the job. You want to know why? Because he knew that following that feckless leader known as Obama, and I use leader in finger quotes, he knew he would look like a rock star if he just did ordinary. I'm going to give you a little hint, folks. Donald Trump hasn't done anything spectacular just yet. He hasn't. In closing, in just showing you the difference between total incompetence and normal, we're all going, wow, he saved Carrier by leveraging it against the parent company that gets billions of dollars from the government, from taxpayers. Let me just say this to you, folks. That's not that big of a deal in business. That's business 101. So where Donald Trump is going to really get into the grill of the left is when he starts attacking legislation, when he gets rid of these bombs that the Democrats have put in that they use to their advantage and we never use to our advantage. You want to know why? Because none of the politicians are for us. I know Bulletin, not Paul Ryan, not Mitch McConnell, not most of the Republicans in the House or the Senate, they are not for us. They are against us. They pretend to be for us. So when you wonder why these rules never work, they always apply to leftism, it's because that's how those clowns get paid. So you have Barack Obama, who says, I'm relieved that I'm no longer the guy to make the decisions. Josh Earnest told this to The Hill in an article. He says, it's obvious to most people who are watching that he's relieved to no longer be bearing the burden of the presidency. I think there's no doubt that he is more relaxed, more at ease, more unburdened than he's been in a decade, and it shows. I want you to think about that. The people around him who know him the best say he didn't really want this job. It was a burden. It was a grind to get up in the morning and do this job. Donald Trump barely sleeps. He's so ready to do this job. He gets up in the morning going, bring me more. He's on a Twitter rampage about the attacks and all these different things. He's talking about, you know, the nonsense of Stormy Daniels. He's talking about the nonsense of the Russian investigation. He's taunting the left. He's coming down on CNN about being fake news and calling out Jeff Zucker, saying, hey, Zucker, where you at, man? You CNN is suffering under your leadership. He's calling them out. And then he goes on and he starts doing things with China. And he starts dealing with the Russia situation. And he starts dealing with Iranian nukes. And he starts dealing with all the foreign policy issues that are impacting us. Then he brings in business. And he has business summits and all that. This guy's got the busiest schedule. And you know what they complain about? Oh, he took a little time on the weekend to do nothing. It's so funny to think about. Wow. Dude is a rock star. Wants to do this job. It is not a burden. It is a privilege. And he wants to do more. And he brings in more people and he turns it over. He says, hey, Scaramucci, you want to do it for a little bit? Oh, you're not good at it. Boom, you're gone. He goes to, you know, General so-and-so. You want to try this? No, you're no good. You're gone. And then he brings in more and more people, better people. Hey, Amorosa, you're too toxic. You're out of here. Katrina, come back. So on and so forth. Giving women jobs, black women, Asian women, black men, whatever. And you know what they complain about? His interns are too white. His interns are too white. It's funny to watch them, man. Woo! This is better than the circus. This is better than any movie. But we got a lot more coming up. Howard University.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
President Trump will be able to celebrate something I'm about to tell you right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. President Trump will impact young blacks the same way that Ronald Reagan impacted me. He will teach these young blacks to never have a victim mentality. He will reinforce in them the idea that you can achieve anything you want in life, despite the barbs that get thrown at you, despite the lies that get told about you, you will overcome. He is teaching these young blacks how to feel good about who they are. He's teaching them to be who they are. By the way, this is not just black folks. This is a lesson for everybody. But what I'm getting at is every time you think about the black condition and you ask yourself, Kevin, why do blacks do this, that, and the other? I want you to understand there is a man in the White House who is motivating these young blacks to become more than what they are. They are going to be bigger than they ever imagined. If you had said to me, Kevin Jackson, one of these days you're going to be known nationally and internationally because of your stance, because of the things that you learned by the time you were 8 years old, and it would be inspired by Ronald Reagan, I would have said to you, that is the biggest crock of nonsense. I'm going to be an engineer. and I'm going to design stuff, and I'm going to have a good life, but I'm not going to be known. And for the record, I don't care about that aspect of it. I'm just saying to you that the inspiration given to me by Ronald Reagan led me down a path that has people looking at me, and I believe in many cases looking up to me. Donald Trump is going to have that impact exponentially. His flaws, everything that he talks about, the way that he is going to show people you do not have to seek perfection. You just need to have purity of heart and oneness in your focus. You have to believe in something. What an amazing legacy. I'm not much into legacies because you know what? In the scheme of things, none of this really matters. But it matters in the big scheme of things because whatever God's plan is for this earth when it disappears, because it's going away and I don't know when, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, as they say. But earth is going to be gone. And when it is, wherever we go, all the things that we've done, these little iterative things, this insignificance that we have played a part in terms of our part in this big scheme, this big process. It's not a scheme, it's a reality. It's something that God's ordained. But whatever part we've played is going to be that small little infinitesimal part that gets us to where we are. And to be able to say, I'm part of that legacy is a great thing. I may not remember it, probably won't. It will be insignificant into the next realm. But my hope is that I'm there and experiencing whatever that is. I just think this is so such an amazing time. And I want you to contrast this with, you know, what we're dealing with the kids like David Hogg and the situation that's brewing over at Howard University. I want you to think about this. When you were young, who was in control in your house? Were you in control or did your parents have control? Because I'm going to tell you right now, in my house, I was raised by my grandparents. My grandparents had control. They made it clear I owned nothing. They made it clear it was their residence. Everything therein was theirs. They set the rules. Now, I was fortunate that I grew up to where my grandparents gave me a lot of latitude. I wasn't a bad kid, but I certainly wasn't Mr. Perfect. But they gave me tons of latitude. Latitude, quite frankly, I didn't even give to my kids. I had privileges that were earned. I did good in school. I got certain things. I behaved. I got certain things. You know, I did my chores. I got certain things. I had privileges. But the thing about a privilege is it can be taken away. And that's what works. Remember saying to my sons, I'd say, oh, nope, you guys, you disrespected this. You didn't do this with your mom, whatever. And I'd say, okay, you lose your, gaming privileges for a day, 2 days, a week. You don't get to play after school for 2 days with your friends. You are going to skip baseball practice, karate, soccer, whatever it was. The things that and you know what they like, right? You know what these kids like. You're like, shoot, they love video games or they love going out on Thursdays with their friends to the fast food place. You knew you had a hierarchy. And the worse it was, the bigger the loss. Right now, you have to tell a kid, oh, you're going to lose your cell phone privileges. It's a big deal, right? But the method worked well. If you were raised that way, I suspect you grew up to become a pretty solid citizen. And you probably raised your kids with the same method. Now, here's the thing. What I earned that was mine to keep. My grandmother couldn't take away my fishing gear. I bought it. I got an allowance or I worked in the summer. I bought it. There was a distinction between what's mine and what was theirs. What was mine could not be taken away. So you know what I did? I tried to earn as much as I could because the things that they gave me could be taken away. It was a privilege. They buy me. I mean, I didn't have a gaming system, but I'm just so this. I'll put it to you this way. This is the way I work with my kids. But it was similar with my grandparents. They just didn't have as much to give me. And why am I talking about all this? I'm talking about all this because we have a bunch of cream puffs now that we're raising. Kids that aren't being raised by parents who can say, this is the way the world works. And that very thing is happening at an institution called Howard University. Now, before I get into this, because I'm going to talk about Howard for much of this hour, I want you to understand how Howard University was formed. Founded in 1867, General Oliver Otis Howard, a Civil War hero, both the founder of the university, commissioner of the Freedmen's Bureau. If you don't know what that was the prelude to the historically black colleges and universities. And Oliver Otis Howard was the president of Howard University from 1869 to 1874. So this white man who helped to free black people, whose name is on Howard University, and I'll give you more detail around the hallowed history of Howard University. You try saying that. And you're going to see how he's being disrespected in so many ways. People don't even know. This white Civil War general, Oliver Otis Howard, is the reason that Howard University exists. And the legacy of what is now his namesake is being squandered by a bunch of pretentious black kids. People that are, they're far worse than snowflakes. You know what? I don't have any problem with white kids that wanted to protect black people and all that. They're ignorant. The black people who are falling for that, on the left, they're worse. They're far worse. And so we're going to get into that in just a second because I want you to understand what's happening at Howard University, a historically black college and university.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. GNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Came from a survey of about 500 students. Because they are so widespread, students are negotiating with trustees one issue at a time. Still, some see the largest student protest at Howard University since 1989 as over the top.
When you live in a dorm with mold in it, when you have been physically assaulted and harassed by campus police that are meant to protect you, when you have an administration that refuses to take sexual assault and allegations of sexual assault seriously, then you too would be in the A building.
Outside, campus police stand by. Students are calling for the immediate disarming of officers campus-wide.
We've been intimidated, we've been harassed, we've been followed by campus police officers. And so that is what has informed that demand. Not just HU Resist, but Howard students as a whole.
Although University President Dr. Wayne Frederick has not reached out to protesters directly, he has maintained that he is listening and challenging his team to make changes.
I personally am extremely disappointed in his inaction and his lack of communication, considering the very serious condition of this university right now and the very serious situation that we have in terms of we have students who have taking it upon ourselves to reclaim this space, to reclaim our A building because our university refuses to act on our behalf.
Black college kids complaining. Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Howard University. What do you know about Howard University, you guys? What do you know? You know? Do you know that Howard University is a historically black college and university founded in 1867, private? It's considered a research university. It's comprised of 13 schools and colleges. Students can pursue studies in more than 120 different disciplines that lead to undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees. Howard has awarded more than 120,000 degrees in the arts, sciences, and the humanities. It's in Washington, D.C., I should say near it, Northwest Washington. From the hallowed U Street and Howard Theater, 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol. Their claim to fame is how many Howard University students shape government policy. There's a reason why Howard is in D.C. It was started there as one of the historically black colleges and universities began by a Republican as part of that Freedmen's Bureau that turned into the historically black colleges and universities where blacks could get educated and become productive members of society. And let me tell you something. I can bet you money that the Republicans that started these HBCUs never predicted what would come from them. The racism, unbelievable. They say Howard is a tier one university. It's ranked second among HBCUs. This is according to a U.S. News and World Report. It is the only HBCU ranked in the top 75 on the 2015 Bloomberg Businessweek college rankings. The Princeton Review ranked the School of Business first in opportunities for minority students and in the top five for most competitive students. The National Law Review ranked Howard's Law School among the top 25 in the nation for placing graduates at the most successful law firms. Howard's produced four Rhodes Scholars between 1986 and 2017. And between 1999 and 2009, Howard University produced a Marshall Scholar, Truman Scholars, Fulbright Scholars, and Pickering Fellows. I told you, the left loved their awards, man. Get this. Howard was named by Huffington Post as the second best dressed college in the nation. I don't know who got first. Grambling? They produced the most black doctorate recipients of any nonprofit university. Howard considers itself a leader in STEM fields. These would be your science, technology, engineering, and math fields. And the National Science Foundation ranked Howard as a top producer of, quote, African-American undergraduates who later earn science and engineering doctoral degrees. The university also produces more minority doctoral candidates in computer science than any other university in the nation. And get this part. They boast nationally ranked programs in social work, business communications, and disorders. So there you have it. Howard University doing it for black folks, man. Come on now. College of Medicine, they say, is internationally regarded, and I love this part, for its illustrious legacy of training students to become competent, passionate physicians who provide health care in medically underserved countries at home and abroad. Communities, rather, I should say. Hundreds of Howard students continue a takeover of the school's administration building in spite of all of this. All these things that Howard has offered to black students. Folks, understand, this is an historically black college and university run by black people, attended by black people, blah, blah, blah. And what are they saying? We have mold in the thing, and we got a rape culture, and it's toxic masculinity. I mean, I don't know. That's part of rape culture, isn't it? Toxic masculinity. And the demands that these kids want to make is unbelievable. Yeah. They're vowing, and we will not back down until our demands are met. And here's what they want. Conditions that range from homework and class exemptions due to, quote, mental and emotional health issues. Two, disarming the campus police. So I'll give you a quick story. My cousin went to school at St. Mary's University in San Antonio. So did one of my uncles. And it became known for, you know, it's being a school where a lot of black kids went. It's local, etc. So I was hanging out with my cousin and a couple of his friends. And I don't remember how the conversation went because I promise this was so many years ago. But it was something along the lines of, well, we're going to go and wait until these white kids leave their dorm room so we can steal their stereos. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man. The guy was telling me this. He's like, you know, what we do is we wait until these white kids leave. They have better stereo equipment. Because we were talking about stereos or something. You know, I was young. I was probably 20 years old. And he goes, yeah, man, so we wait for these white boys to leave. They got the best stuff. They got the Macintosh. And he started naming. And he says, yeah, so we wait until they leave. We go steal their stuff. And I was thinking, really? I mean, it's incredible to me. That's how they get the best gear. That, you know, and to a person, I mean, there was probably four or five of us around there. This particular conversation, when it started, it was two. Maybe it was me and the guy, and my cousin, and the guy. And then two other guys come up and they're like, yeah, man, that's how you think we get our stuff. And I was like, wow, okay, whatever. And I knew at that point who I was dealing with. And my cousin's kind of a weak guy. Love him to death. But he's hanging with these dudes because they were the cool set. And thankfully, he didn't get in any trouble. And I know he wasn't stealing anything because my aunt and my uncle would have absolutely, you know, they'd have checked him. But here's my point. The crime that's on campuses is a product of the environment of the people that are there. If you go to a campus in, say, Utah, say, Brigham Young, you're going to have a much lower crime rate. You want to know why? Because you're going to have a lot fewer black thugs. You go to Grambling, you're going to have a pretty high crime rate. Because despite what people tell you, just because they send these kids to college doesn't mean that these kids are not hooligans. They're just becoming educated hooligans. Now, I'm not telling you it's a black-white issue. It is a cultural issue that begins in the hood. It begins at home. These Mormon kids up in Utah, they are not going to steal from you, for the most part. You're going to get a rogue here and there. These kids that come from the hood, they're used to, man, like I said, there's a story about the kid who broke into the lady's house. He gets himself killed because the lady had a little app on her phone and knew where he was and knew where somebody broke into her house. And she went in there and shot him and killed him dead. And his cousin and his sister out there talking about he was only trying to pay for his books and his clothes. That's the rationale. Why does he have to kill him for going in there to steal her stuff? Come on now. That's what he does. That's the way we do things here. I know it sounds weird because you're out there going, Kevin, are you serious? I mean, come on now. No, you couldn't argue that down to somebody in the hood. You can't. They're like, man, so what you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you that was that lady's stuff. He had no business being in her home. Yeah, I get all that, man, but he got to pay for his stuff some kind of way. And that's when you just shake your head and go, okay, whatever. Yeah, sure. And you walk away. But anyway, so these kids are protesting. I want to make sure we're clear here. Who owns Wackademia? Leftist. Who owns Black Wackademia? Black leftist. All the issues that these people are talking about. Here it comes. Spoiler alert. Everybody hang on to your britches. Don't involve Donald Trump. In fact, Donald Trump is trying to solve their problems. He invited all those administrators to come to the White House so he could get them more funding, so he could understand the plight of historically black colleges and universities. And do you know they demonize it? Everything that these kids, not some of the demands, but most of the things that they want, Donald Trump's trying to solve. Do you think anybody cares? You think anybody's going to stand up and say, Donald Trump's trying to get us this stuff, and they don't want to let him?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the hallowed HBCU, Historically Black College University, Howard University, that has been overtaken by black folks. Oh, yeah. So this bastion of liberalism, bastion of leftism, bastion of progressivism, bastion of democratism has been taken over by black students who say, we want no more of this, no more of this, man. Is that some irony for you? We're tired of this nonsense. We got mold in the bat in our rooms, in our dorm rooms. We got a culture of sexual this or that. We got police that are beating down on us. I was telling a story earlier about my cousin going to St. Mary's University and a bunch of his buddies who were thugs are stealing the white kids' stereos and stuff like that. And you wonder why the campus police are following these thugs. There's a reason why the campus police there's a reason why the police come after you. Let me tell you something. No matter what people tell you, no matter what the narrative is, cops would like to have a relatively easy job. Oh, sure, there's a couple of adrenaline junkies and some thrill seekers here and there. And they're okay with it, you know, feast or famine. Sometimes, you know, there's a situation when they get to go out and do their job. But for the most part, they're cool with just sitting on the campus eating their donuts and drinking their coffee and waiting on, you know, the cat to get out of the tree. They are cool with that because it means they go home. They got a relatively cushy job. I promise you, many people would sign up to be cops if they said, you're going to eat donuts and get your food at discounted prices all over the country. You're going to drink your coffee, run around with a partner, have a little fun here and there, you know, talk on a squawk box, get to turn on the, you know, flip the, they, I'll say the witch, but that's, they have a different name for it. Pull over a speeder every now and then you're going to get to go home and cuddle with the, with your significant other. Many people would sign up for it. But if you say, yeah, you're going to get shot at, brutalized, spit on, people are going to demonize you. Yeah, nobody wants to sign up for that. So my point is, the only reason why these cops are cracking down on these kids at Howard University is because these kids at Howard University are a bunch of thugs. Oh, I know what Howard says they hail from. We've graduated 120,000 people. We have Fulbright scholars. We have these types of scholars, Rhodes scholars. We've got every scholar you can name. We've got people that are working on their doctorates, and we've got this, that, and the other. We've got people that are setting policy. Okay, so take the creme de la creme of what you have. You've done an amazing job. But you know what else you do? You have educated thugs. That's what you've done. You've educated a group of people who believe that they deserve all these things. These little, like, here was one of the conditions that they wanted met. Class exemptions due to homework and class exemptions due to mental and emotional health issues. And a plan to disarm campus police. Because what we want to do is be able to beat these police down as opposed to possibly get shot when they confront us on campus crime. Here's another little point, you know, a fact you should know. They don't want to tell you how much crime is on that campus. Try to get the information on a college campus of the amount of crime, the number of rapes, robberies, murders, etc. They won't, other than a murder getting outside, they don't tell you jack. Nine demands sparked by a financial aid scandal. Oh, what? A financial aid scandal at a historically black college and university? Somebody stealing money? The kids to get educated and they're taking the money? There's a scandal going on? Oh, not during the time of Barack Obama. So they want the resignation of the president and the board members. You know what? Maybe that's a legitimate demand. If somebody's scamming money from you, I'll give you that. But I love this other part. So they want specialized counseling and they want to combat gentrification. I'm going to read this. The group demands the university create a grievance system to monitor the actions and languages of faculty and staff towards students with marginalized identities. That's interesting. I'm going to see how they do that, given that most of the faculty and staff is black and that most of the students are black. They said, according to the list, an investigated body of students, faculty, and administrators would handle disciplinary actions from student complaints about misconduct and harmful behavior, such as the use of, get this, sexist, classist, colorist, queerphobic, ableist, and xenophobic language. Now, the question got asked of me is, what is ableist? And I said, I don't know. Versus enableist? In other words, if you use ableist language like you could do something with your life, well, who are you to tell me that I could do something with my life? Don't be using that ableist language with me. I don't know what that is. They want to disarm the university, the campus police, and form a, quote, police oversight committee with the university and community representatives to conduct investigations, advise departmental policies, procedures, budgets, and manage complaints against sworn HUPD members. So it isn't just regular cops. It's the Howard University Police Department. The people who are supposed to be there for the protection of these students. And because of the anti-cop culture, this is what we have going through your colleges and universities. I want you to stop for a minute and ask yourself, if you were a parent and you were paying for that nonsensical university, What would you do? See, college has become too easy. Kids no longer focus on what they're there for. They want to focus on their grievance. I'm mad. I'm supposed to be mad, ain't I? I mean, there's a grievance out there. People are telling me I'm being kept down by the man. And nobody's reminding him, well, wait a minute. The man looks just like you. This isn't Ohio State. This isn't Harvard, where you can't find black faces and you can complain, we don't have enough black faculty over here to represent my people. And all this, you got black folks all around, man. You got liberalism as thick as thieves. And what are you complaining about? Well, my emotional health. How can you be having emotional health problems, man? You are in the lap of luxury in terms of, or not the lap of luxury, but, you know, you're your mama's milk. You got all these black folks around you. Everybody understands your plight. How can you be having some sort of a mental breakdown? Ooh, somebody, give me a nap. Give me a handkerchief. Ooh, I feel like I'm preaching now. Get this. Due to, you're going to love this. Hold on, okay? Find somebody. Everybody hold hands. Ready? Due to systematic oppression, Howard University resists, demands Howard hire more counselors, get this, who specialize in gender and sexuality, substance abuse, interpersonal violence, intracommunal violence, etc. That's a quote. Due to systematic oppression, they want counselors in who specialize in gender and sexuality, substance abuse, interpersonal violence, intracommunal violence, and implement permissible absence from class or homework assignments for mental and emotional health issues. Let me tell you something, folks. This is the state of our university system. These are kids. You know what they don't? Well, let me tell you what these black kids are telling you. They're telling you, I'm ill-equipped to learn, ill-equipped to function in society. I need an excuse. I need an excuse to get my degree so I can be unqualified for anything that I do. And then I need built-in excuses for when I'm unqualified and they want to fire me that I can say, I'm suffering from emotional stress and all this and you're creating it. Do you forget snowflakes. This is beyond snowflake. This is beyond snowflake. They also demand, get this, the university create a task force to fight rape culture, and I love this part, implement a mandatory one-credit course that is required for graduation focusing on gender, consent, sexuality, and sexual health. So, yet again, I keep coming back to what I told you about universities. Howard demands this class. Do you think it'll just be at this one university? No. It'll be in every liberal university on the planet. It'll be a degree plan for people that teach this kind of nonsense. And your kids will be forced to take it even though their degrees are in engineering or their degrees are in business or their degrees are in theology or whatever. Nope. You're going to learn what we tell you to learn. This is exactly what I keep warning you guys about. Resist, HU Resist, demands a say in the Board of Trustees by student popular vote. This is the inmates running the asylum. Folks, we're not talking about not that I would capitulate even if it was a white university and these kids want this there. You are watching what liberalism has created at its worst. That's the worst it gets. That's as bad as it gets. You have trained black kids to say, to heck with my education. I read earlier the hallowed institution at Howard University was started in 1867 by Republicans who wanted black people to become educated, successful members of society, contributing members of society. I mean, as I said before, Rhodes Scholars, Marshall Scholars, Truman Scholars, Fulbright Scholars, Pickering Fellows. They've got black doctorates, more black doctoral degrees. They've got Juris Doctorate degrees. Howard University was a hallowed institution at one point, and it is no longer. How sad is that?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.